Hi, my name is Corrine McCullough.
And then just tell me about your items.
Okay, well, I brought in a couple of jerseys from when I played roller derby back in 2012. I brought in some photos and some jerseys.
And what would you say is a few memories that stick out to you about roller derby?
Well, particular to Garden City Arena was the very first game that was ever played in St. Catharines was here. And so, like, the arena was packed, and there were four teams, and we were all terrified. It was something completely new. So I would say that that's probably the biggest memory that stands out, was coming onto the floor and wondering if my legs would hold up. So.
And was it just the one, like, how many games?
Oh, I have no idea how many I played altogether, but I played for about 2 years, and but it still goes on. So that now they're Niagara Roller Derby instead of Niagara Roller Girls, but yeah, they play when it's not COVID. They're called bouts. They have bouts. So. Mm-hmm.
And any of the photos like that you wanted to describe on audio?
Oh, I don't remember the photo because I gave them a couple weeks ago. I think that there were. There were a couple, I think that the photos I chose, there were people from Brock University who played derby as well. So I wanted to showcase, like, that there were people from all walks of life. So, like, you had academic advisors from Brock and ESL teachers and myself. And we had teachers, dental hygienists, stay-at-home moms, like, all different kinds of people. So that's kind of what I was showing in the photos that I brought in. I just really thought, like, I thought it was pretty amazing that roller derby got started in Niagara and brought together girls from, like, all over the region, from Fort Erie to Grimsby to everywhere. Everyone would come to St. Catharines to skate. So it was really an amazing, like, sisterhood of great people. And yeah, I just wanted to get it on the books.
And when you played, did you play, like, on this arena?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, the Garden City, exactly. Yeah. It was intense. but they usually play at the Jackdaw, Hegg Bowl Arena now. Yeah.
Do you have any memories that stick out for you, like something that happened during a game?
Sure. There was one time, so I am not an aggressive person, so it's a weird sport for me. I got talked into playing by friends, and so I did it for the fun and for the friendship. And then this one game I was playing, and a friend of mine, Miyako, who her name was FBI, and she came charging after me, and she hit me so hard that I went flying into the crowd and, like, landed right in front of a whole bunch of kids and stuff. And I was like, sorry, 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 and then got back up and skated back into the game. And so that's probably my most amazing memory. My son was there to watch the game too, and he was just like, after I came off the floor, he was like, what, who are you, and what have you done with my mother? So yeah, that's probably one of my favorite memories.